A long time ago, in a time when autumn was becoming winter, a boy was hunting in the forest with his friend Coyote. And the boy said to his friend Coyote, "I really feel sad for the suffering of my people. They're getting cold. It's becoming winter, and already they're too cold. They try hiding in caves, but the cold wind blows, and the temperature gets lower and lower, and they have no way to keep warm." "I'm not cold," said Coyote. "Well, that's because you have fur all over you," said the boy, "but my people don't have fur, and they're cold. In fact, I'm so worried about this, I don't see how I can possibly keep having fun with you in the forest. I really think I need to concentrate all my energy on figuring out a solution to this terrible problem. Will you help me?" Coyote ran away and didn't come back for a long time. And when he came back, he said to the boy, "I found a way, but it's a hard way." "No way is too hard," said the boy, "if it will help my people." So Coyote explained, "We're going to have to go to Burning Mountain and bring back fire." "What's fire?" said the boy. "Well, it's red, like a flower, but it's not a flower. And it runs through the grass and can destroy like a beast, but it's not a beast. It's fierce and beautiful, but it makes a good servant to keep one warm if you keep it surrounded by stones and you feed it with sticks." "Okay," said the boy, "we're going to get the fire." And so he gathered up 100 children who all were willing to run long and fast and hard to help their people. And those 100 children together, they ran for a full day. And when they camped that night, they left the youngest and the smallest to wait in that place. And the next day, 99 of them ran a whole day, and they left the next youngest to wait in that place. So then 98 of them ran for a day, and they left another of the children to wait. And on this went day after day until all 100 children were spread out a day's run apart from each other. And at this point, the boy and the coyote were at the foot of Burning Mountain. "Now," said Coyote to the boy, "you wait here. I'm going to go up the top of the mountain and get the fire. But you need to be ready to run when I come back, because I'm going to be faint and the fire spirits are going to be chasing me." And so the boy waited and Coyote went up the mountain. And when he first got up there, he looked so slinking and so small and so mean that the fire spirits just laughed at him. But that night when they were busy dancing around the mountain, he stole some fire. And he began to run fast away from the fire spirits who were trying to chase him. And from below, as the boy looked up, it looked like a falling star. The embers were just glistening red from the coyote's mouth. He was carrying that burning brand in his mouth. And down he came, and the boy got ready. And when the coyote came near, he took the brand, and off like an arrow, he ran. He ran as fast and as hard as he could go until he came to the next child who was waiting. And she had her head bent and her arm back, and she took that brand and she took off running. And she ran as fast as she could, and the fire spirits kept chasing, but those kids kept handing off the brand of the embers of fire to the next runner. And because there was always fresh legs and new energy, the fire spirits couldn't catch up. And finally, the relay started going up over the snowy mountains. And at that point, the fire spirits couldn't pass, and they had to give up and turn back. But the children kept the relay going, running and running, until the smallest and the youngest brought the burning embers to the place where the people lived and placed it in a bed of rocks and fed it with sticks. And the fire became big and warm, and all the people gathered around, and they felt this new thing. It was wintertime, and yet they were warm. Eventually, all of the runners made their way back to where the people were gathered, and a big celebration was held because everyone was so grateful to be enjoying this wonderful warmth of the gift of fire. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Holy God, your love is like a warm fire in our hearts. We thank you for giving us the strength to run and to share that love with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.